you look at all the emerging economies, you have a lot of willing, aspiring entrepreneurs who want to export and want to take their business abroad. The big challenge for them all is they just do not realize the cost of doing it. And so they all make the same mistake, and they get on an aeroplane or they go on trade missions with their local bodies, and they meet people, but they find it very difficult to do business. They don't open offices because they can't afford to open offices in every country, and they do what I call gunshot the globe. Anything that moves, they will take. So they don't focus on a particular country. What they do is they just try and generate leads wherever, however, and then try to service those leads. And that fails. So what I would recommend is it comes into the education sector. Vietnam is no different to Brazil, to Malaysia, to Indonesia, all the emerging economies. And that is, they focus on, for instance, developing IT skills at university. But they forget that they also need sales skills and international sales skills. They need business and administration, and they need, above all, HR. And I know, for instance, in Vietnam, and I would suspect similarly in Brazil and other emerging economies, the job description of being a human resource manager is not held in high esteem. People do not consider human resource management to be an important job. So as a direct result of that, they are treated almost as second-class citizens. Now that needs to change in emerging markets. And the bigger companies in Vietnam, for instance, you're finding people now, HR directors are beginning to sit on their boards because they realize that human resource management is at